So, ready or not, folks, here we come. Cabin Fever time on KTWH. This is Leo. I have the pleasure of visiting with the power duo production team of Kim and Jose Leon. You're our Cabin Fever relievers. Welcome to the studio today, guys and gals.
Good to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
So you've been busy lately?
Yeah,
quite a bit.
Yeah.
Not to be coy. So what is going on? You, Jose Leon, are, I think, the proprietor of a new entity in town called Two Harbors Media, which is a profit-making entity, and yet I think you're doing an awful lot of community work as well, and it includes helping us out here at KTWH with our Cabin Fever reliever. Kim, I don't know whether you don't have your own business. You are kind of like a go-to assistant, Jill of all trades, in the production of video.
I'm kind of a silent partner.
Okay.
And then, of course, I have my paid work of, slinging hash at the slammer. So.
That's a whole nother interview. I did want to ask Jose, is it true that she's a silent partner in every way?
Yeah, definitely.
And you'd like to keep it that way? No, yeah. I'm kidding.
No. I think when the days come when she quits slinging hash, then she'll be a little more vocal partner.
Okay. All this to say, folks, that KTWH has a lovely tradition dating back to like 2015 of having a Cabin Fever reliever benefit event for community radio, even before community radio was on the airwaves. Sadly, 2020 was the last time we got to gather in March for that event at Two Harbors High School, and it was silent last year, and thankfully, Jose and Kim have stepped up to help us to have a Cabin Fever reliever like none other. So I'm going to ask you guys, how does Cabin Fever 2022 work?
So yeah, Cabin Fever reliever, I would look at it as being kind of like a Jerry Lewis telethon a little bit, with some live entertainment here in the studio and some pre-recorded sessions that will cut away from the studio and then come back, talk a little bit and listen to some live entertainment, and then go back to some more pre-recorded stuff and give the people here in the studio a chance to take a break and have a snack. And
That sounds so easy. It sounds like this will run like clockwork and no one will notice any transitions, hopefully, on the listening and viewing. And you want to talk about the fact that this isn't just a listening experience, Jose, even though it's not in person?
So, it's going to be a combination live broadcast on the radio and live stream on YouTube. So we'll have cameras here in the studio. You'll be able to see what's going on here in the studio. And then we will cut away to some pre-recorded entertainment that me and Kim have been recording. And some artists have sent some in for us, but most of it we've recorded. That's what it'll be.
I'm also interested in the fact that this isn't apparently your first rodeo of doing this kind of juggling of production. You want to talk about
it's the first time we've actually done a dual broadcast being tied into the radio and YouTube.
Yeah.
So in that respect, we won't have control of the timing of the YouTube. There will be varied delays, varied on people's internet connections and whatnot.
Okay.
So on the day of that show, you will have to choose whether to listen to it on the radio or listen to it on YouTube.
Encourage us not to disorient ourselves by trying to stream it, put it on FM and video stream it all at the same time.
Yeah, it
that wouldn't be good.
Yeah. But listen to it on the radio and then go watch it later. It'll be on YouTube later, after the fact, forever. So I don't know how long forever is, but...
Forever, either until the end of time or the end of YouTube, whichever...
But yeah, we're having fun doing it right now. Yeah, and we do a lot of other live streaming events. We do live streaming. I do live streaming from our church. Me and Kim live stream events out of Sacred Heart Music Center. We did a show very similar to this last year for our church for a fundraiser.
Actually, it wasn't for our church.
It was a fundraiser for the Two Harbors Food Shelf.
Yes.
Yes, it was at United Church, but in fact, it was a food shelf fundraiser. And that's what I was thinking of when you put together that kind of multi-act live and recorded kind of session for the food shelf benefit. But I forgot that it didn't include also syncing up and doing radio at the same time. So this is kind of breaking new ground again.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I live streamed the football games last year at the high school, and I used the radio audio for that. So I had to incorporate the radio audio with my live stream for that. So now I got it figured out. It'll work.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jose.
It'll get to that point, like, you know, where that scene where Clark plugs in the plug and all the lights go on the house. It'll work, you know. It'll happen, you know.
And I can sit here and it sounds like, oh, yeah, I got it all under control. I got it all under control. About a half hour before the show starts, I pretty much quit breathing. And then I take a deep breath when I stop the stream and it's over. And it's like, ah. Oh.
That is how it works, yeah.
All is well.
Yeah.
All is well, it ends well.
Yeah.
And if it is not yet well, it is not yet ended.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Well, obviously, you guys are a very critical component. Jose, what you're juggling there is phenomenal. We have some really talented tech people, but none of them are ready to do what you're trying to do. And then on the other hand, right sitting next to you, to your left, Kim has become our go-to person at KTWH for networking to local music talent. And Kim, you've assembled a really wonderful lineup for the Cabin Fever. You want to talk about, it doesn't have to be particularly chronological order what we're going to hear. You've just talk about the lineup, who you might have coming in.
Well, it was actually pretty easy, the lineup, because people are enthusiastic about helping this radio station, helping KTWH.
Yeah.
And, you know, there weren't a whole lot of people that turned me down, and those that did, it was because they were already booked.
Right.
And Todd Eckert is one, and he's booked, but he's going to create a couple of songs or create a video, especially for Cabin Fever Reliever, and show us a couple of his newest songs, I think, is what he's going to be sending. But for instance, that's one of them. And then recording, we went around and recorded quite a few people. Eddie Ojard was one that we recorded at Sacred Heart Music Center, and he did a piece especially for Cabin Fever Reliever right before his own opening for a concert there at the same facility, but upstairs in a little bright little yellow room in the Sacred Heart Music Center. Charlie Parr was gracious enough to spend some time with us as well there and recorded a couple of songs especially for that. So it's been fun. And then another one also from that same place was Scarlett Woods there again, especially for it. Then we drove up to Virginia to a house party that Steve Sokola had one night, and him and his friends did one especially for this that we recorded, so that'll be fun to watch. Morning Bird, they're a duo. They were in town, and we met up with them, and there again, recorded just for it. So all of these are pre-recorded just for it. So that's what's really cool about it. They're not just something, oh yeah, I got a video that I recorded a while back, I'll send it to you and you can use
right,
it.
Right.
There's
right.
None of that. It's all
but
it's
schedules
all
and logistic and location of recording, all of these have to come together, and I imagine your social calendar has been not very full. It's instead been dates with musicians.
A lot of those, and sometimes it's sometimes we can combine two things. Scarlett Woods was one of those where we were able to combine recording a couple of songs for Cabin Fever Reliever, and then we also recorded a featured Focus Artist session with her, and I've already done that on the radio, and that's on the YouTube to stay forever.
Indeed, so why don't you, it's appropriate to plug, I think, the inventory that we can find on our KTWH YouTube channel.
Yes, including some of the artists that we'll be seeing at Cabin Fever Reliever here, Scarlett Woods being one of them. Another one of them is Todd Eckert. You can find that on a different series we did, but that's also on the KTWH YouTube channel, and that was the Rails to Radio. That was part of the Harbor Wave project. So you can check out what Todd Eckert sounds like if you're not familiar with him. Steve Sokola, you can find him on there. John Son of Mel as well. And then one of the live performers, Nathan Fraser, singer-songwriter. We've already recorded a session with him, the Future Focus Artist session, and that can be found on YouTube. That was a lot of fun. He brought a buddy of his to accompany him, and they're great sessions. These are fun people. I mean, we've met so many really interesting, fun, fantastic people doing this stuff. It's nice that they're so enthusiastic and willing to help this radio station in the way that they are.
So these artists kind of comprise the young, the old, the in-between, the newer artists, and people have been at it for 30 years?
Yeah.
Runs the mix.
And then there's some interesting things that are, I would say, a challenge for radio, but you know, when you think back of the old days of radio, before my time even, they used to do some things on radio that were really television-y.
I do have to ask you, because if I'm not mistaken, we have a ventriloquist in the mix or something like that.
Yeah.
So do we have to have our MC do any explanation of, no?
He has characters, and he sings.
Good. Okay. Lots of auditory stuff going on.
That's one that we did not record. He sent us something.
Okay.
I might have to embellish it a little bit, so I still have to look at that a little more.
Yeah, Jeremy Lee Peck is that entertainer, and he's a lot of fun, and I'm
the one that edits all this stuff together, all these videos.
I was just wondering whether there were going to be any gaps in the sound when he's doing really neat sight gags.
No,
and maybe we could have somebody explain the sight gag.
No. You'll know who he is and who his character is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. He's got a dog and a hippie, an old hippie guy.
Yeah.
He's got two characters that he'll introduce us to on Cabin Fever, and they're both fun. And if you catch Jeremy's act from time to time, you might see you're likely to see those characters and maybe a different mood on them some days too.
Yeah.
It's definitely radio friendly.
Yeah. Definitely, but I'm going to say
fun, right?
You know, barely, but in the good part of barely. On the good side of that. So. Some of it might go over, you know, some people's heads, and that's fine.
The other one I'm excited about, I shouldn't say excited about, but it's funny. Hopefully it translates good to the radio. A Rubik's Cube solver on the radio.
Yeah, I think that was the one where I thought there would be an audible gap unless Steve Sokola was doing narration.
There's no audible gap. In fact, the guy, the person, Nate, he's talking through the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
He's explaining the whole thing of what he's doing. And what he's doing is amazing. I mean, I can't believe it.
He brings you right into his head.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes it work for radio, is that he really does bring you right into his head. Imagine going into the head of somebody who can put on a blindfold and solve a Rubik's Cube in a pretty short period of time.
So inquiring minds want to know, how did we wind up with a Rubik's Cube maestro?
Oh, just
as part of this.
Paying attention to who was around at the time that we needed to start gathering some pieces for this. He happened to be up in Virginia staying with his friend Steve Sokola. This guy named Nathan Benson, he's from Plano, Texas.
Yeah.
And he happened to be up there because it's really convenient to stay in Virginia, Minnesota when you've got a competition in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
It's just a short walk down the block.
He was studying. Then he had to go to Oregon for one right after that.
But in any case.
So we were very fortunate to capture him and his busy odyssey of Rubik's Cube mind-blowing accomplishment.
Yes, yeah. Right in the middle of a Rubik's Cube competition tour.
And it just so happens that he's like really good friends with Steve Sokola, and this never would have came together without Steve Sokola. He never, you'll see it, he never would have opened up, and it just, Steve Sokola is just as much a part of this act as Nathan.
And so he's part of two different things going on at the Cabin Fever. Steve Sokola, he's like a Swiss Army knife of performer.
Yes. That's a good way to put it, because I would say Nathan's a bit of an introvert, and he outroverted him pretty good.
Thank you, Steve, Prince of Palo.
And Steve Sokola, Prince of Palo, I just want to bring it up that, so we're going to be live streaming at Sacred Heart, the concert for Peace and Solidarity with Ukraine.
Indeed.
On Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Steve Sokola has been studying to sing the Ukrainian national anthem in Ukrainian.
Beautiful. When I spoke to Arna Renan last week, she mentioned that Steve might be up to that task, and I can't wait to see that. That's happening on April 21st. This interview will be heard both on Wednesday before that and on Saturday afterwards, but I hope that a lot of you are able to catch that amazing evening. And just another example of how busy you are, you're also live streaming.
Yep. So if you miss it and you're hearing this after the show, you can go watch it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And there's a donate
contribute.
Button and a donate link to donate.
You know, there's some of us that are fairly Neanderthal. You know, I'm slightly beyond the Luddite stage, but I just need to know to look at the things like the featured focused artist, to look at the Cabin Fever reliever after the event has actually happened. I can do one of two things. I can just go to YouTube, right, and look for the KTWH YouTube channel.
Yep.
Or I could, if I'm clunky, go to ktwh.org and click on
the link right there
in the bottom of the page.
Bottom right corner of the front page.
So there's more than one way to do that. For those of you who can't remember, just get to our darn webpage. We'd like you to visit the website anyway. There's lots of fun stuff to learn there about our fund drive, about our full power project. So there is a lot of content that you guys have helped to put on that website that we are really proud of. We're proud for you and with you about what we've been able to put up there.
Thank you
proud
very much.
Proud to do it, too. Thank
you.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm going to mention Charlie Parr now. This is the second time that Charlie Parr has graced our stage, so to speak, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it was,
in 2019, he was our featured performer in the second act of Cabin Fever, and we would have liked to have had him back last year, but there was no last year.
Yeah,
so glad we caught him this year, because as I see on his calendar of events, he's got a European tour.
Yes, he's going to be circling the globe again, you know, literally. And the last time, Eddie Ojard was also part of that Cabin Fever reliever program. And then last year, Charlie was also gracious enough to come to Two Harbors and help us out with that Music to Feed the Soul benefit for the food shelf, too. So, and Eddie was also part of that. He was live. He was part of that last year for that.
Great.
So this is actually the third time that we've been
together. Bunch of people that are stand-up for Two Harbors type of performers. They're happy to come and help all good causes in Two Harbors.
Yeah. And
Speaking of which.
We got three nice songs from Thug. I don't want to leave Thug out.
No,
there.
I want
three nice songs.
Oh, they're such a
Thug.
Favorite. Two Harbors ukulele group. They are fun.
We will still talk about them as our house band, even though there's no live in person.
Yes.
But
we went to their rehearsal house, and that worked great. So
and they will, the Thug, we will intersperse them. So you'll hear those three times throughout the show.
Oh, okay.
So there will be three different times throughout the show. They'll kind of be the house band.
They will be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Through the magic of Jose's technology, they get to be the house band. Wow. Remind us, who is going to be live in the studio with us during the two-hour-plus event?
It'll start with Tracy Parks.
Okay.
And then the second hour will be Nathan Frazier.
Oh, Bob Monahan.
Oh, yeah, Bob Monahan.
Bob Monahan, he's spoken word and poetry.
Okay, I was going to say, there's another example of a non-musical act. And
he's going to completely surprise us. I still have no idea what he's going to bring us.
I am wondering myself. I know he's appeared on the Beat Farm show, but I haven't looked up that performance to remind myself what Bob goes after, and it'll be fun.
And, of course, Michelle Miller, the awesome MC of the show.
Yes.
As far as I know, this room is going to be full because Paul Hansen is going to help run the soundboard. Michelle will be sitting next to him. It's going to be 90 degrees by the time Tracy's done. And everybody's just going to have to keep their cool because this is a hot studio.
Bring the antiperspirant.
We'll have an extra microphone pumped into one of my cameras that might not actually go on the radio, that will only go on YouTube. So there might be some additional stuff that's on YouTube that won't be on the radio.
Oh, okay. What do they call that bonus content? When they release DVDs, there's the extra special. These are like almost outtakes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think when the show's over, when the show's over at 5 and the radio kicks in, if we might stay online on YouTube for a few more minutes and show you some post-show fun.
So you're going to capture a little bit of the ambiance of our cocoon.
Yeah.
Our green shag carpeted cocoon.
Yeah. So maybe at the end of the show, you'll actually be able to see a little bit of what we actually had to do to do this.
Wow, an inside look. I appreciate it, Jose.
I really don't know what he has in mind for that either. So
I just thought it up.
Well, there's a lot of balls in the air for this Sunday, April 24th, 3 p.m. Going to 5 p.m. or whenever the doggone thing ends. I'm not, you know, we can't really control.
If Nathan Frazier's going to end, and he likes to play, so, I mean, he might play past 5.
Well, we might have to have a fade out, you know. Yeah. I'm leaving that to the person that knows how that might work.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they can fade out the radio, and we can stay on YouTube for a little while.
That's great.
It'll get the virtual close with the Thug.
Yeah.
Charlie Parr will be the second to the last act because we'll have the virtual close from Thug.
And I can't thank Charlie enough. I mean, I've recorded him, I think, 3 times now, and I've only seen him live once. I have to get out and see him more. And then I was taking pictures during that, so it's like, I got to go out and just sit and
watch.
We got to
slow you down once in a while, Jose.
I need a vacation, but I'm having too much fun.
Yeah. I did want to mention that there is a good cause that this is all in behalf of. It's on the cause of fun and fund raising.
Yes, put the D at the end of that fun.
got to remember that there's no gate fee. There is no ticket booth. Mm-hmm. There, you are entering the show from home, from wherever you are, that you're tuning in on your device. And we need the count on you to go to ktwh.org and find that donate button at the top of the homepage. And it will make a world of difference and really put our fun drive into the positive territory, working towards our goal, which is many thousands of dollars. And we're only a fraction of the way there right now. So I'm really anticipating with some optimism that we're going to make some real progress by Sunday and that you guys will have a lot to do with that. So thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
appreciate it. Kim Leon, Jose Leon, tune in or stream this Sunday, 3 p.m., April 24th, Cabin Fever Reliever, the Multimedia Extravaganza Edition. All right. It's
all
a
right.
wrap.
And a million thanks to all of the many talented people that are helping us out.
Yeah, and thank you guys. Thanks for listening, and we will see you on the radio. That radio being KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online, where you will find the donate button to help us during our 2022 Spring On Air Fun Drive.